Shalom, shalom. This is Billy Brim. Again, I'm so thrilled when I hear you say your states. And today I got 38 states, plus several from Canada and from Europe. And we just welcome you all and thank God for the unity. We got an email from a lady, and she said that she felt like she's a mother, young children in her house, and she felt like an island all to herself until she comes on a unity call. And all the people are praying together. So how thankful we are for you this morning. The first thing I want to do is point out in this prayer call for Israel where we are on the calendar, God's calendar. Leviticus chapter 13, he puts it, chapter 23, excuse me. Let me get that out. I've got my Bible marked it. I don't want to give you the wrong scripture on it. But it started, of course, the sacred calendar. The Jews keep two calendars. They keep a civil calendar, and they're both God's calendars. They're not the Hebrew calendars. Thank God they keep it, but it is the God calendar. And Leviticus chapter 23 spells it all out for you. This is God's sacred calendar of the history of redemption. It foretells and sets forth his great plan of redemption. That's a statement from Barron. The numerical Bible calls it the great calendar of prophecy. With this calendar, God has kept the Jews. One of the greatest miracles, he promised he would bring them home after they were scattered. But the great miracle is that they knew who they were. Can you imagine the United States of America if we were scattered for 2,000 years? We wouldn't even know who we were. But he kept them with this calendar. Ronnie Levy said to me, "You can't imagine what it feels like when you're a Jew and you're keeping Passover and you know that every Jew in the world is probably, or most of them at least, are keeping Passover. Even the secular Jews keep Passover." So this is coming up. And we're at a very special day on that calendar. When they came out of Egypt, Exodus chapter 12, God said to Moses, he said, "This day shall be the first day of the year for you." They already had the civil calendar that started with Rosh Hashanah and the New Year's Day in the autumn, which celebrated and is counted from the creation of Adam. But now God gives them a new calendar to keep. It doesn't displace the old one. They're going to keep both. And for their civil year and all their government things, and they're going to keep that Rosh Hashanah year that begins in the fall. They're going to keep that civil one. But for the sacred calendar, it's going to start now on a month called Nisan. And Rosh Chodesh, Rosh is head, and Chodesh is month. So the head of the month is the first of Nisan, and that was yesterday. Yesterday, March 28th, was the first of Nisan. So we're entering now into a very wonderful time, a new year, a new calendar year in the calendar of redemption. And so this is the one, you know, that this month where God tells them as he sets forth these moeds. He calls them moeds. That means a fixed time, an appointed time. And in Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 4, it says, "These are the moeds of the Lord, the holy convocations. And on the 14th day of the first month at evening is the Lord's Passover." So we're in the first month. We came into that month yesterday, Nisan. Now, Passover is coming up. So Passover, the first day of Passover, is going to be the 11th of April. But Erev Pesach, the evening when they have the Seder meal, is going to be the 10th of April. So we have to remember these times, which are wonderful, marvelous times for the Jews, and they keep them in remembrance of God. They are also times that the enemy likes to use to cause trouble. So today, when we come down to it, we're going to be praying about plots. We're going to be praying about things that are hidden that the enemy would like to do. And we're going to pray for blessing in this Passover season. Now, as we're praying, just sometimes before I get up on Wednesday mornings, the Lord shows me what to do. And so he said, "Today I want you to remind them that they're praying on Mount Zion." I learned that this is where we pray. Years ago, God showed me in a very supernatural way. I have it on a CD teaching, Praying on Mount Zion, if you would want it. But In Hebrews 12 it says, "You are not come unto the mount that might be touched and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words which they heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more. They could not endure that which was commanded. So terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake." When they came out of Egypt as slaves, then they were to meet God on the mountain. And they met him on that mountain, Mount Sinai. And he told them who they were. They're a separated nation unto him. And they're going to be priests for all the Goyim, for all the Gentile nations. It frightened them. They've been, after all, think of it, they've been slaves. And so it was, as they couldn't come into close contact with him like we can. He was there on that mountain. The top of it was on fire in the smoke. But Hebrews 12 tells us, and there they were to do business with God. He was going to show them how they were going to be that intercessory nation for all the other nations, that priestly nation. But here it tells us in the new covenant, you're not come unto the mountain that could be touched and burned with fire. No, verse 22, Hebrews 12, 22, you are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Zion in the Bible, it's several places. You have to see where it is, which it's talking about. For David, Zion was that city, the first city of David. And then it became the Temple Mount, and then it became the whole of Jerusalem. But over in this New Testament, there's an earthly Jerusalem, there's a heavenly Jerusalem, and there is a Mount Zion in heaven that we have come to. And there we're going to do business. There we're told that we're the priests and the kings, and you do business up here. We're going to do business today and every day up there on Mount Zion. Listen to what it says, Hebrews 12, 22. You are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. And there in that city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, we are called and we work with an innumerable company of angels. We've come, now we're going to think of these individually, verse 23, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are enrolled in heaven. That's where the roll book is kept. And we've come to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Those already gone on. And we've come to do business with Jesus, verse 24, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. He's given us this heavenly place to work. You might want to meditate on those verses and see where we do business. And we don't refuse him. We are to take that position that he offered us of ruling and reigning, Romans 5:17. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified. If because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with himself, reign as kings in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. So we're told where we pray on Mount Zion, where we're seated at the right hand of the Father. We're told what we must do, rule and reign, and we're told how to do it. 1 Timothy 2:1, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man HaMashiach, Yeshua. And so now, on Mount Zion, we've come to you, God, the judge of all. We've come through the blood that speaks. And we've come through the mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus, the signer of in his blood of the new covenant. Father, we will not refuse you.
We will do what you say. And first of all, today, we will pray for our leaders. I heard on this line people from Canada, from Europe, and from all these states. We lift up our leadership, Father, because you have told us to do it, first of all. Oh, God, the judge of all, Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, we come as citizens of the heavenly Jerusalem. We know that we are ambassadors here upon the earth. We are citizens of heaven. And as citizens of heaven, but as ambassadors on the earth, we lift up as priests, a royal priesthood unto you here in the United States, our President, Donald John Trump, our Vice President, Michael Pence, our Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, our Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, our other cabinet members, Heavenly Father, our judiciary, the judges that we now have in the Supreme Court, Father, and those that you are going to give us. Give us just judges, fair judges, right judges. Oh, Heavenly Father, we lift up our senators and our representatives. I know there's a prayer meeting today. A Democratic representative, Mr. Kuhn, told us at CUFI of a prayer meeting that meets on Wednesday across the aisle. How they have about 30 or 40 that meet, and they meet around Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, how we would pray for unity in our government. Dearest Father, we pray that you would help them to see past party lines and to see the good of this nation. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let their eyes be enlightened, O Father, to see what you want and what is your plan. Heavenly Father, we would come out as the blood washed and redeemed. We would come out against the evil spirits that would attempt to sit in government seats, that would attempt to move down through men and women that have been elected to government, that would speak evil plans and plots. Heavenly Father, it is written in Hebrews that everything is opened to you, to the one that with whom we have to do. Nothing can be concealed. And dearest Heavenly Father, those plots against our government, whether they be hatched in high up places or low places, whether they be hatched to come against God's plans on any level, we do speak to you today with the authority of 48 states. And we do believe that the 38 states we've got on this line and the rest of them, we know people are praying in them. We know people are standing in them in the name above every name. And we adjure you to cease and desist your maneuvers today, plots and plans that you have made to come against God today. We render them death to them. Cease and desist in your maneuvers. And also in the maneuvers that you may have against these praying people on this line. In Jesus' name, I come out against you in their own individual lives. Lord, we want to thank you for the stance. It says that we're supposed to thank you for where we lift up intercessions and prayers, but giving of thanks. And I just want to thank you for the strong stance that we made through our government leaders in the APEC convention, through our UN ambassador, Nikki Haley, through Representative Ryan, through others who said once again, we're standing with Israel. And, oh, Father, in our own stand with Israel, in our building of Migdal Arbel, we want to thank you and praise you and give you glory that in the March 23rd meeting, you gave us favor. And the zoning committee approved us. They did give us a list of things they want, Lord. And our Israeli representatives have said it's a heavy list, but they're thankful for it because we have a list of things they've asked us to do. Oh, Father, please give the spirit of wisdom and revelation to the Frankels as that team of our architects, Lord, as they comply with this list, to those who are in the construction portion as we the plan, whatever we have to do, Father, we just thank you that you give us wisdom and revelation and it has quick approval. We thank you that the building permit comes in July or sooner. We praise you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And how we do praise you for the funds. Now, as we begin our building, Lord, in such earnest, we thank you for the $2 million we have, but we praise you and thank you for the $12 million total, including that are on the way to us, $10 million more. We just praise you for it and give you glory for it that we can soon be there. We thank you for our trip coming up in Rosh de Makaya in May. We thank you, Lord, that I've been asked to be a part of this prayer, Christians and Jews prayer meeting at the Knesset. They've asked us to be founders of it, and I'm asking you for wisdom and revelation and favor and that our feet be where they're supposed to be, Lord, and that when we go to the president's house, we'll have your favor and your blessing upon this joint. We just thank you for everything you've done to bring Jews and Christians together, Lord. It's taken a miracle. I've been at this for so many years now, and I've seen it change before my very eyes. I've seen the favor, Lord, that you've given us in the hearts of Jewish leaders and Jewish people. Oh, dear Father, we do thank you for the place that they have in your great plan. And we do thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. There's an Arab League summit meeting going on right now in Jordan. And, Father, I just would ask you for intervention there. Dear Father, it's sobrano, it's hipretania, to be blessed. People need to know. They need to bless Israel. And I do pray, Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, that more and more of the sons of Abraham on the other side right now would see the place that Israel has in your plan. We lift up England. Today, my dear friends, the Jerusalem Post says that the EU has received divorce papers from England. It's officially today that England is serving divorce papers on, it's called Brexit, they are exiting. England has known a terror attack. We just lift up England, our fellow believers there. We just lift them up that they'll know and they'll pray and they'll be effective in their prayers. They'll know how to stand on Hebrews 4:13, that everything's open to you. Oh, dearest Father, we just lift them up. Let us pray a little bit in the Spirit now. Father, take our prayers. Issue through the window that so much can be done in a short time. Ivrato ni koholabra ki li sanjo de li tabra. Vristionye ni kalata. Kebroni kolo kokoho papa. Ijon de li kaparete sanananye. En verono kobre ki li katanya. Ishtion de li koho vrata de kobra. Ivrata ni nononche. Ibaba la sote li mekala halatinu no koho vrete li talatala talatai. Prate. Bravery. Oh, Lord, we lift them up to bravery. Oh, Father, we lift up those who are being persecuted for righteousness' sake. We lift up those who have gone into the areas of combat. Oh, Father, over in that area of Syria, in the area of the Middle East, those who is osaparatante de cohubrate, military people who are there, people who are istidamakaria for their lives, Father, ishanda the copre. We see the ancient, we see the names, and we know that they're ancient names. We know that Nineveh, we know, dear Father, Babylon area and Persia area and all these areas, Father, we know that the words of the prophets, Ishapra Katanda, have been spoken over these areas. Father, as the prayers around the world pray, use our prayers even there to protect young lives who have gone from America, people who have been sent on that battlefield once again. We pray for their protection. We pray, Father, for the manifestation of God to them, that you would reveal your very self to them. We pray for their families at home, their wives and children, and mothers and fathers, dearest Lord, sisters, brothers, nephews, oh God, nieces and grandparents. We lift them up to you. This world, Heavenly Father, oh, this earth, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the salt that's in it. We thank you for the believers that are lifting up and praying every day, coming up to Mount Zion, Father. Quicken the prayers, I do pray, and keep them healthy and raw, Lobratanya, Ishanda, Prostanya, your prayer for us, oh, Heavenly Father. Dearest Lord God, we worship you and praise you. Worship you and praise you. I want to ask your prayers for our noon prayer today. We have some special guests coming, and they've asked that they not minister, but that I do. But I don't know what God wants. I want to pray that what God will have what he wants. We're having Pastor James Tan from Indonesia, which is the largest Muslim nation in the world. We're having a Max, my friend, you know, the former Muslim friend who saw the visions before the election, and Pastor Terry Farron, who has pastors right in Midtown Minneapolis. We're right in the Somali territory. These are going to be our guests today, and I just want to pray a bit that we'll have the mind of the Lord and the flow of the Spirit as we move in that meeting. Heavenly Father, I lift up that noon meeting. I don't want to have my own way. I want to have your way. Help me hear you. Dig out my ear. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord has instructed us to have some authority of the believer conferences across the U.S. We have one scheduled in Delaware, August 18 through 20. It's just about an hour's drive to the middle of Washington, D.C. And, in fact, on Sunday at 7, August 20th, we're going to have a first-of-all rally on the Mall. We're going to meet there on the Mall, and we're going to pray, first of all, for our leaders. If you can come and join us, it would be great. And we've got more about it online, billybrim.org. And you'll be getting more there. You'll even be getting something in the mail. We're looking now maybe to having an Authority of the Believer Conference in Milwaukee. And capitals are good places to have them. We must take our authority. Don't forget, we have that little mini book, Your Authority of the Believer and How to Use It.
And I'm offering a brand new mini book that we have right now. It's How to Rightly Divide the Word. People are so mixed up on the Bible because they don't rightly divide it. They don't know that there are three groups of peoples that God writes about and has futures for. There are the Jews. There are the nations. There is the church. This is 1 Corinthians 10:32. And so I really put a lot of information into this little book, how to rightly divide the word. I'm offering it today on a special price of just $2. And also the authority of the believer and how to use it for $2. Plus shipping. You can order those online at 1-800-972-3447. Call 1-800-972-3447. And there you can order for $2 each either one of these mini books, How to Rightly Divide the Word, or Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. Oh, folks, I do know you must be keeping your authority in the places where you live. You in England, take your authority over the heavenlies there. I appreciate you so much. I love you so much. You can also go into billybrim.org, BILLYEBRIM.org. You can join us at noon today. We'd love to have you, as we're going to have, I know, a very special meeting. And let me say once again, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining this group today. I know there are things you can get in corporate prayer that you cannot get praying alone. This is so very important, but so is your praying alone. And don't forget, keep praying, hovering over the Passover season this year, hovering over it in prayer, hovering over it, thanking God, praising God, using Hebrews 4:13. Everything's open to Him. All plots revealed and blown up in the faces of the evil that would plan them. This is Billy Brim saying to you today, shalom, shalom, in its fullness of meeting, its fullness of nothing broken, everything whole in your lives, to the glory of God the Father. Shalom, shalom.